Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place, the point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, episode 28. Nicole Holland is the host of two hot podcasts, The Business Building Rockstars Show and Get Guest Ready. Nicole Holland helps subject matter experts increase their visibility exponentially through podcast guesting to create greater impact, influence, and income. We are about to find out why industry superstars consider her a genius at what she does. Nicole Holland, what a pleasure to have you here today. Hi.
Hello. It's such a pleasure to be here, Hayut.
This is great, and I just shared with our listeners what you've done until now. And I would like to ask you to share with us, what are you doing today? What are you most passionate about today? And where are you heading?
Well, I appreciate that question. And I love how you specify today, because maybe some of the listeners can identify with me. I am like all over the place. And so I just started my business a few years ago, not even. And so it's been an amazingly incredible journey. I've done so many really cool things. And the one thing on the downside, it's like, I feel like I'm spread too thin. So that's like something I'm looking forward in the next months to get under control and really focus in on what areas I want to go deep in and where I can use support. But right now I am working on the thing that really launched my business a couple years ago. And that's called the Business Building Rockstar Summit. And it's an annual online event that, well, we can get into it, but it's 100% my focus right now.
And you said that this has actually started your business?
Yeah, well, I would say it launched my business, because what happened was in December of 2014, I quit my job as a correctional officer and decided that it didn't matter what I was going to do, but I wasn't going to do that anymore. And I just quit without a plan.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, now I got to figure this out really fast. And I had been a coach in the past and I knew about the internet. I didn't use the internet as a correctional officer. And prior to that, I was dealing with crisis as well and removing children. And I was a foster parent. And so I was living a life that did not lend well to social media or to, you know, being public. And so I didn't know the first thing about the internet, but I knew I needed to learn quickly. And so I quit my job and I dove in and learned from the people who I thought were the experts. My awareness was very, very narrow. And so I started, I invested in programs and coaches, and I tried to learn as quickly as possible because I was willing to do whatever it took. And within, 4 or 5 months, I was like, this doesn't feel good. I was trying to do all of the right things, quote unquote, right things. And all of it felt terrible to me. And it was just terrible. And so one day I said, enough's enough. I'm going to go within. I'm going to figure out, really get in touch with me and what I want and what would be ideal and what I could use. And with that, I came up with the concept for the Business Building Rockstar Summit. And so I fired all the coaches. I quit all the programs. I just paid attention to my inner voice, if you will. And in November 1st, 2015, the Business Building Rockstar Summit began. And that's where I got on the map. That's where people started listening to me. That's where business stopped being so difficult. And I got to attract people rather than chase people.
It sounds so interesting. You needed so much courage in order to do such a step, and it seems like it's working. Where are you heading? The summit is within like 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's at the time of recording. The kickoff, so we're recording at the beginning of October, and the kickoff party, which is a live Facebook live event, actually happens on October 31st at 2 p.m. Eastern. And then we jump right in. And this year, the summit is running for 10 days, November 1st to the 10th, and it's 4 sessions a day. and they're all being live streamed. So in the last 2 years, they were pre-recorded. This year, it's all happening live. Very, very exciting. And yeah, so that's what I'm focused on.
Wow. I'm going to take part of it. It's my first time and I'm really looking forward. It looks so exciting. And we are going to put all the information in the show notes and we are inviting people to go and see it. But we'll talk about it more in a second. What's going to be afterwards? What are you heading, you know, a bit in the longer term?
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you. So I quit my job December 2014, like I said, and I have not taken any time off. Like any time I've been out of the office, it's been for traveling to speak or traveling to a conference, stuff like that. I have not actually taken any personal time since I started this thing. Mm-hmm. And so after the summit, I am taking a couple weeks off and I am decompressing. And through December, I'm really focusing, kind of pulling everything in because, you know, we know each other through Podcasters Paradise. Sure. So I'm a podcaster as well. And I just kind of, I don't know, over the last months, I go, okay, wait, I got to sit down and really clarify my plan because I've just kind of been running on autopilot. And I think this is something a lot of entrepreneurs do, especially at the beginning when, you know, you're working on one thing and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, wait, this is what people want. And you start delivering it. And then it's like going really well. And you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be doing this too. And I'm supposed to be doing that. And my content creation's gone out the window. And, you know, so I've got my hands in a lot of pots and I want to kind of combine the pot. And so in order to do that, I just need some time and space. So that's what I'm working on. And then I expect in 2018, I'll be, you know, continuing as a podcaster. The summit may become a live event in person.
Oh.
I'm not committing to that, but that's, you know, looking at doing more in-person things, masterminds, things like that, where I'm the organizer, and also looking for a book to come out in 2018 as well.
Your first one?
Yeah.
Wow. What is it going to be about?
I'm not sure yet. The last year, I would say, I was really focusing on and thinking I was going to write a book on podcast guesting, and I expect that will come out. But what I've kind of recognized also is that the how-to doesn't get me excited to write it. It's kind of like it's one of those to-dos that's been on the list and it will be done. I really am passionate about helping people become great podcast guests. At the same time, after having interviewed over 300 really successful people, I feel like there's probably something else that could be more exciting to write about first. So, you know, I haven't actually told this to anybody before. So here I am telling you publicly. But really in the last month or so, I was kind of thinking I might do two books in 2018.
Wow. When did you actually start to work with people about podcasting and being guests on podcasting? Because you told us that it started all from the summit, but when did it shift to the podcasting guests?
Well, actually, it's a funny story. At the time of the summit, I really didn't even know what a podcast was. I decided that I wanted to be the person I was searching for when I quit my job, which was the trusted advisor who would just listen and point me in the right direction. You know, just listen to what my strengths are, what my interests are, and say, here's a strategy you should try out. Or it sounds like this would be a good fit for you. And I couldn't find that. So everyone that I turned to, I felt was kind of telling me how to be them, essentially. And I'm like, I don't need to be told how to be somebody else. I actually like me. I've got a lot of gifts. I've got a lot of graces. And, you know, I want to amplify that. Sure. And so I was searching for that answer. I couldn't find it. So I thought, let me be that person who brings together all of the resources that somebody searching for what path to take, if you will, can come and check everything out. And so I went on a quest to find 30 experts, each on a different marketing strategy that is working at the time, right? So now we're 2 years later, but in 2015, one of those strategies, of course, it's still the same strategy, but at that time, I learned about there's this thing called podcasting. And so I said, okay, so this is a hot topic. This is what people want to know about. Let me find the best person I can who is an expert and can be trusted to teach about podcasting. And so I was directed to John Lee Dumas, and I interviewed him, as did you. But I interviewed him on my 2015 summit all about how to start a podcast. And it was after that interview, he said, you know, Nicole, you're pretty good at this. Have you thought about podcasting? And I said, no, no. He goes, well, it's, you know, it's quite a bit easier than hosting a summit. So you might want to think about it. And so I took it under advisement and, you know, after some time after the summit was over, I checked it out and I joined Podcasters Paradise, which is his program where we met. And, you know, he just pushed me, set a date. It wound up being March 21st, 2016, and the rest is history. I had no interest before in being a podcaster. I thought I'll use this as a marketing strategy, but that was it, you know, and I've fallen in love with that. And it, like, my whole business is pretty much based around it now. What I found early on was there were things that set people apart drastically between just showing up and being an adequate guest.
Okay.
And being a really amazing guest. And so I started talking about those things and I was going on other people's podcasts and testing out my theories and experiencing what it was like to be interviewed rather than being the interviewer. And I was looking at people's systems and seeing what I liked, seeing what I didn't like and all that. And then I started teaching about it and talking about it. And one thing led to another. And so when it comes to podcast guesting, originally just going to write the book. So I started writing the book last year. And a couple of my mentors, specifically John Corcoran and Danny Eney, were like, no, 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 no. You need to pre-sell a course. Like, start teaching it, validate the idea. So I did that. And I offered last summer, so the summer of 2016, I did a beta course called Interviews That Convert, all about podcast guesting. I validated the idea and it's just been a whirlwind since. I had people coming to me and saying, can you just do this for me? I finally said yes after a while. And so now I also have sort of an agency side where I do full service bookings for clients. So it's all really come. It's just evolved from listening to my community, listening to the audience and hearing where people find value in the work that I do and serving them in that way. And so it's all been pretty magical. But going back to the date, so I started, you know, doing the booking service at the end of 2016, I think December 2016. So not even a year. It's wild. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is wild. You know, this podcast is all about customer focus and customer approach, and you are really talking about focusing on the customers and listening to them and finding what is right to them and what they need. And I want to ask you, what is the best advice that you can give our listeners? I want you to tell us a bit about your concept or beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business should approach its customers, and give our listeners your best advice for the customer's approach and focus.
Yeah, I love this question and I love having a conversation around it because I don't think enough people are doing this. You know, when I started, you know, before I quote launched my business with the summit, you know, I was trying to do the right thing. I was following the rules and I was attracting nightmare clients. And I was doing, you know, because I believe in going above and beyond. I believe in, you know, pleasing the customer and everything. But what I didn't understand was I had to please myself first. And so I was following the advice of these guides and they were saying, you know, oh, well, that's, you know, that's what you can do and somebody wants to pay you for it. So do it. So I'm like, well, I can't. And I would get all these people who were, you know, not, they didn't value me. They didn't value my skill set or my gifts. I was just attracting the wrong people because I wasn't 100% sure of my value, I believe, at that time. And I was just saying, okay, how can I serve you? What can I do for you? Okay, I can do that.
You took it a bit too far, isn't it? I mean, you wanted to listen so much.
Yeah. It was like, what can I do? How can I? Oh, you want this? Okay. Okay. Yes, I can. I can. I can. And it wound up being draining and exhausting. And so what I learned from that was I have to really know what I enjoy first and foremost, and then be able to say, these are the things that I love to do. And if you would love my support with this, I'll go above and beyond for you. And these are the boundaries as well. And really being clear on my boundaries so that I can wow the right people and polarize the people who aren't going to be a right fit. And that's been a skill that I've been learning and continue to learn over and over and get it more clear. And I mean, I've made mistakes in vetting people and taking on clients that weren't a right fit, and then deciding, you know, for me, it was more valuable to say, you know, this isn't fit and I'm going to give you your money back and we're going to move on and part ways, hopefully well, or to say, you know, I had a couple of instances where people came to me and said, oh, I want to hire you for this full service booking. And they weren't 100% honest with me. And I didn't figure things out until after I took them on. And then I'd say, hey, you know, integrity is really important to me and I can't put you on shows because this isn't true. But what I can do is coach you to support you in getting this to be true. But I can't do the work you want me to do. And I think that has been the best service that I can provide my clients is, again, just being really honoring of my boundaries, my integrity, and being very open with them about it and not taking everybody on, but really being discriminating about, is it the right person? I love my clients. And one of the tests for me is, do I really want to sit down and have dinner with you? And if the answer is yes, you can be a client. And if the answer is no, we're not going to work together. And in fact, you know, I just got back yesterday from New York, like I told you, and because I was there and one of my clients is in New York and he had a strategy call coming up, I said to him a couple weeks ago, I said, hey, I'm going to be in New York. Do you want to do the strategy call face to face over breakfast? I'll buy you breakfast. And he said, yeah. So he came out to where I was staying. We had a great strategy session face to face over breakfast. It was fantastic. And I will do that with any of my clients anytime. You know, I love meeting them in person. So that's a big thing for me.
Great. So what is the advice for our listeners? How would you put it as an advice?
Just know what you want. While, you know, I used to believe the customer is always right. They are, but they may not be right for you. So just really know what your boundaries are. Really know what makes you happy and what's important to you. Because for me, success truly is joy. It is every moment of every day being happy. Because at the end of the day, you never know when it's going to end. And for me, being happy is the most important thing. And so taking on a client that causes me stress, like, no, thank you. I don't care how much money there is there. No, thank you. So when you know what your why is, you know what's important to you, you know your boundaries, it's really easy to attract people who are going to respect them and who you're just really going to enjoy working with and who it's fun to go above and beyond for.
And I think these kind of people would look more for you once you are very focused on what you are giving. You talked a bit about the mistakes you did, but I want to ask you, I know you have a lot of successes because I've been following you for a while, but I want to ask you, what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers? The one that really affected your entrepreneurial journey the most? And it can be from any stage.
Yeah. So I was thinking a lot about this before our call because I know this is an important question in your show. And I went, you know, I was really racking my brain. And honestly, I don't feel like there has been one yet. Not something that's been like, you know, so profound. It's lots of little ones. So for example, you know, taking on a client and saying yes to everything, that was integral because I went, whoa, this is not the way I want to live. You know, I have to honor my boundaries and blah, blah, blah. So that would make me have bigger boundaries. I had a client who hired me and who wound up being a really, really bad fit. So I gave him, you know, lots of opportunities. I spent a lot of time with him. And finally, I said, yeah, it's got to just stop. So I let him know, you know, I'm going to refund the money for this portion. And I went above and beyond and refunded him more than really I should have. But I wanted to just make him feel good about it. But he was so set on the power of dictating to me. You know, he wasn't interested in the results. He was interested in having somebody he could boss, I guess. I don't know. So what happened was I refunded him and then he was angry about that. So he wound up, because it was a partial refund, he wound up contacting his credit card and saying that this was a false charge. And so they pulled back the money and it took a couple of months and I had to give them all this documentation and prove. And at the end of the day, of course, they gave me my money back because he was the one that was in the wrong. But that taught me about contracts. That taught me about, you know, really having ironclad contracts. And so every single failure, if you will, is really just a lesson, and I welcome it and I celebrate it.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, because I think you just see them as part of the journey. And this is beautiful, not as, you know, a failure, but another step in the journey. So that's why you don't look at it as a failure that changes everything, because you had a lesson. It's beautiful. And now I want to ask you about your biggest success. And I know there were quite a lot, but I want the story of one of your greatest, most significant successes. Always can be something that really brought you much joy, because you talk a lot about being happy with what you do. But what do you consider as one of your biggest success with,
you know what,
with a customer?
Again, I love this. I love your show. I love all your questions. And it is really every day, you know, it really is. But I have to say that something that happened when I was just in New York, so 2 days ago, 2 evenings ago, was I went to my friend Dori Clark's book launch. She just put out a new book called Entrepreneurial You. And I went down and she had a book launch where she was signing and she did a comedy show. And I sent out an email to my audience about going there and everything and supporting her. And as it turns out, somebody in my audience who's been following me and listening to my podcast and getting value from my message, not somebody who's a client, but just somebody who is a listener to my show, he actually came. He got a ticket and came so that he could meet me. And somebody who I knew introduced me because he didn't like come up to me, and I got there a little bit late anyhow. But I saw somebody that I knew, and she came over with this gentleman. And she said, I have to introduce you, because he was just so excited to meet me. And like, that was, wow, you know, that was really amazing. And to get to talk with him for a few minutes and learn about, you know, the impact and how his life has changed through my just being me, that's huge.
It is huge. And it's a beautiful story. And I want to ask you, do you have any recommendation of the best, most effective technological or digital tool that you or your customers are using and really help you today? There are so many tools out there, and I'm looking to hear the stories of what really worked for somebody.
Pretty much everybody who I deal with, all of my clients, I teach them how to use Acuity. All of my podcasting friends, like, I'm just like, use Acuity. It's amazing. So that would be my recommendation for sure.
And I must say that I'm not familiar with that tool. So please tell me about it and tell our listeners about that.
Sure. So the tool that supports me in running my business the most, it's called Acuity Scheduling. I'm a huge, huge fan of Acuity Scheduling. Essentially is like a receptionist. It's a robot receptionist, and it takes care of my calendar, and it takes care. I can make as many different appointments as I want, different types of forms, set up automated emails to remind people about appointments. It also has a built-in payment processor and all kinds of fun, really, really customizable bits to it that allows me to create an amazing customer experience. Automatically. It's wild.
Wow. We'll put the link to the tool in our show notes and everyone will be able to try it. Is there any person, a service provider, like mentor, consultant, it can also be a book, that really affected you in your entrepreneurial journey and might help other entrepreneurs as well?
Yes. So there are so many people who've been amazing, amazing, amazing gifts to me along the way. What's coming to me right now to share, though, if I have to narrow it down to one, is actually a book.
Okay.
And it's called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And I have it on audiobook, and I literally listen to it almost every day, bits and pieces of it. And I have been for, I would say, 3 months now. And it's something that in my journey, you know, like I said, I haven't stopped for essentially 2.5 years, right?
Yeah.
Like almost 3 years, actually. And going so fast, sometimes we miss how far we've come, right? And so especially in these last few months where I've kind of gone from 0 to 60 really quickly, I felt like getting my mindset stuff straight would be of help. And one of my mentors, Adam Urbanski, recommended this book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And I had heard of it many times, but I never took any, you know, interest in it. And he kind of gave it to me as an assignment. Oh. So I listened and then I was like, yes, this is exactly what I needed. And I share that book with many of my clients who also go, oh my gosh, when you're ready for it, when you're ready for it, you're ready for it. And it's amazing.
Wow. It sounds so interesting. And I'm sure going to buy it and we'll have the link. And I want to ask you, what is the one thing that you are most fired up about today?
Oh, the summit. 100%. This is the first year I'm doing it live. And you know what?
What?
In the past, I've had amazing guests. Like, there have been amazing experts every year. But what I realized was there's a couple things going on. There's a few things going on this year that were totally unintentional.
Oh.
Because I was intentional about only bringing in this year my friends, essentially, people who I actually have real relationships with, not people I just know of or know about or know, you know, a little bit. But they're actually people I've been cultivating and developing relationship with for a considerable amount of time. And I was looking at the list and I was thinking, you know, a lot of these people are sort of unknowns, if you will, but they're unknowns to the general public. They don't have big names. But the thing is, they are the people behind the scenes of the big names.
Hmm.
They're the people creating the strategy for the people who are out front. And I was just like, whoa, this is going to be the most value-packed, the most incredibly beneficial summit I've ever done.
So I want to ask you, who should come? If people are listening now and they're wondering, is this summit for me or not? Who is going to really get the most of your summit?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. This year, really, no matter what step you're at, whether you're just thinking about starting a business or you've been in business a long time, there's something for you for sure. There's so much value. But the person who it's really most beneficial for this year is the person who has a viable business. So you're already making a living from your business. You may not be making the living you want to be making, but as long as you're already in business, you have a service or a product that has been validated, you have clients or customers, even if you want more. You know, we always want more, right? But this is for business owners. So if you consider yourself a true business owner, a true entrepreneur who's actually in it to win it, you're in it for the long term, this is for you.
Great. The last question before we say goodbye is, there are so many things that come in together in order for success to happen. But I want to ask you, what is the one factor that really helps you succeed? What is your key success factor?
Just determination and looking, like you were saying before, at those failures as lessons. Just no matter what, I'm just going to keep going. There's no plan B. There's no second string. Like, I'm in it. Like, this is my life. And so whatever happens, it's just another experience. And life is made up of experience after experience after experience. And so my determination to just continue on and enjoy the contrast, enjoy the journey, enjoy the wins and celebrate every day. It's, I think that's it.
Wow, I love it. Nicole, what is the best way for anyone that wants to contact you or be in touch? What is the way to find you, to contact you?
Yeah, so right now, like I said, the summit is my complete focus. And so if folks want to get in touch, definitely come check out the summit. And once you're involved in the summit, you know, you'll get my email, you'll get all the social media stuff. And so anything anything you want to know about, how do I reach out? Go through the summit. And the best way is bbrsummit.com/reach or miss, so that I know you came from the Reach or Miss community. And that's BBR Summit. So it stands for Business Building Rockstar Summit. .com/reach or miss.
That's great. Nicole, I want to thank you so much for this interview. Really, so many interesting things, and you have your own unique way, which I enjoyed so much to listen to. So thank you. It has been a lovely time together. Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your audience, and I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Of course, and we'll do that in the summit, probably.
Yeah.
So a lot of luck and thank you and bye-bye.
Bye.
And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.